It's the Footy Fix on Fix Radio, and it's time for our guest today, a man who has written a book, Chaos Controversy and That Kung Fu Kick. It's the story of the 1994-95 season in the Premier League, one of the most controversial and incident-packed ever. Rob Fletcher's delved deep on it, and it was also the year that Everton won the FA Cup, last trophy we won. So tell us, Rob, is this the season of all seasons in the Premier League?
Well, it was a pretty dramatic season. It was the 94-95 season, so 30 years ago now. So the book came about because it was kind of the anniversary of the season. So what better thing to do than write a whole book about it? Because there was so much incident in it that it probably could have filled two books, to be honest.
I think the one incident everybody talks about, of course, was in South London when Eric Cantona got sent off and then went off in the crowd. I think Kung Fu Cantona was the headline, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I remember it as well. I remember hearing about it. I think it must have been on the radio and then seeing the highlights maybe the day after and talking about it in school with your friends and stuff like that. You'd never seen anything like it. Obviously, you'd seen players get red cards and, you know, a few scraps on the pitch or whatever, but you'd never seen, like, a player actually dive into the crowd. And it's kind of that image of Cantona, you know, you see the Cantona 7 and the black Manchester United kit and just that sea of Crystal Palace fans with the shock and horror on the faces that a player, you know, quite a notorious player for being a little bit off the wall at times, maybe, actually diving into the crowd.
I think the one thing a lot of people don't remember about this incident is Eric went to court, but he was also sentenced to jail by the magistrate.
Yeah, so he was going to be sent down, yes. They quickly had to drive across London to get to the appeal courts, lodge an appeal on the day that he'd been given his prison sentence. He was still in custody at the time. They managed to get him out and then obviously appealed it a couple of weeks later, which ended up his prison sentence being changed to community service, coaching football at Manchester United's training ground to a group of kids. And those kids must have thought this is the best thing that's ever happened to us. And to be fair to Cantona, he probably quite enjoyed teaching and coaching the younger generation. Maybe not to kung fu kick anyone in the crowd, but hopefully maybe getting better at their football skills.
I think Eric Cantona, though, he's a man of style. I'm sure he could have rocked a prison uniform, that double denim, collar turned up.
I mean, imagine him walking through the prison yard and you're just kind of a criminal and then you see Eric Cantona walking through the middle of the crowd. I think he would have had a bit of a following, to be honest, if he'd actually gone down for any period of time.
And it all went wrong for United from there, didn't it? Because obviously they lost the FA Cup final against my team, Everton, and the league to Blackburn Rovers.
Yeah, and I think it was quite interesting for United because only a few days later, Andy Cole had made his debut. So obviously that was a massive sign. And Blackburn had brought the record in the summer for Chris Sutton for £5 million. Andy Cole then goes to Man United in the January for £6 million, and they sent Keith Gillespie up to Newcastle, so they reckon it was worth around £7 million in total. But for United, it just kind of... They were very, very good still in the season, but they just couldn't quite... They didn't have that little X factor that Cantona brought them in the previous two seasons.
And I suppose Blackburn winning the league, it was unheard of for such a small club, even though they did have plenty of money behind them, because Jack Walker, that was in the days when £350 million could buy you the league title.
Yeah, he'd certainly enjoyed the trappings of his steel business with taking Blackburn, his local club, to the title. What I think's interesting about it, and we all know, you know, when you win a league title, it's normally because you've bought the best players or you've got a couple of youth players. So it wasn't that unusual that he'd spent a bit of money. To be honest, they probably spent it quite well. The fact that they managed to get a league title shows you that. They bought players who were just coming into their prime rather than, you know, teams in modern football often try or have tried. I'm thinking about Man City in the early days. Let's just get the most expensive talent we can. We'll worry about how it all fits in later on. Whereas Blackburn actually tried to build a squad and Dalglish did well to build a squad over a couple of years.
Well, it is one of the most fascinating seasons going, the 94-95 season. And your book on it covers every last detail from the scandals through to surprise packages winning the league and, of course, Kung Fu Eric. How can we get a hold of the book, Rob?
Yeah, so the book's published through Pitch Publishing, so it's my second book with them, and the book's called Chaos, Controversy and That Kung Fu Kick, 94-95, the Premier League's most dramatic season. You can get it from Amazon, should be able to get it in hand in Waterstones. There's loads of other places that stock it as well. Pitch Publishing's website, so loads of places you can get it.
Did I mention that was also the year that Everton won the FA Cup at all?
Once or twice, maybe. Obviously, that's the most important thing that happened in that season. I probably should have started with maybe Paul Rideout on the front cover.
There's always the reissue. You can put it on that. Well, cheers for speaking to us, Rob. Wish you best of luck with the book.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Rob Fletcher there, a man who's written Chaos Controversy and That Kung Fu Kick, the story of the 94-95 season. It's the Footy Fix on Fix Radio.